Harper Audio presents How Jesus Became God, The Exaltation of a Jewish Preacher from Galilee by Bart D. Ehrman, performed by Walter Dixon. Introduction. Jesus was a lower-class Jewish preacher from the backwaters of rural Galilee who was condemned for illegal activities and crucified for crimes against the state. Yet not long after his death, his followers were claiming that he was a divine being. Eventually, they went even further, declaring that he was none other than God, Lord of heaven and earth. And so the question, how did a crucified peasant come to be thought of as the Lord who created all things? How did Jesus become God? The full irony of this question did not strike me until recently, when I was taking a long walk with one of my closest friends. As we talked, we covered a number of familiar topics, books we had been reading, movies we had seen, philosophical views we were thinking about. Eventually, we got to talking about religion. Unlike me, my friend continues to identify herself as a Christian. At one point, I asked her what she considered to be the core of her beliefs. Her answer gave me pause. She said that, for her, the heart of religion was the idea that, in Jesus, God had become a man. One of the reasons I was taken aback by her response was that this used to be one of my beliefs as well, even though it hasn't been for years. As far back as high school, I had pondered long and hard this mystery of faith, as found, for example, in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 2 and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. Even before that, I had openly and wholeheartedly confessed the Christological statements of the Nicene Creed, that Christ was the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father.